This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon.
Faith and assurance of faith, that is our topic for the second time. And in this broadcast, we are focusing on the way of Christian assurance of faith. Our main text has been 2 Timothy 1 verse 12b, where Paul states, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." This text expresses such assurance of faith. And last time from this verse, we thought about the words of assurance Paul here expresses, and also the worth of assurance Paul here showed. Now think with me more about the way of assurance, Christian assurance of faith, that Paul knew. I will mention 5 points here about the way of Christian assurance that God, through Paul, also surely teaches us. You could call this message also helps for assurance of faith. One help is to realize clearly that we are never saved by assurance of faith, but only by faith. Faith in the God of salvation, even the weakest faith that links you to Christ, is sufficient to full and free salvation. Just to know this, that I'm saved, not because I know I'm saved, but because I look to Jesus Christ to save also a sinner like me. Oh, that by itself is so liberating and can help to give so much assurance of faith. If you believe you are not really saved and can't be truly God's child unless you know and are assured that you are, then you will be many times in the dark and depressed in the Christian way. I am saved by grace alone, through Christ alone, by faith alone. And assurance of faith is something that is found more and more grasping this gospel truth, and as a fruit of, in faith, looking to Christ. If you think and will believe that you are only saved when you have assurance that you are saved, then you are building your salvation on something of yourself or within yourself. A sinner is saved not for self-knowledge about being saved, but on account of faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Just understanding this basic gospel point so can promote such assurance of faith. A second help for assurance of faith is realizing all true assurance of faith comes from the object of faith, God triune, as revealed in Jesus Christ, and not in and of ourselves ever or whatsoever. Dwell on God triune as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and as the God of salvation, in whom and from whom is perfect salvation, freely promised and freely given to all who call upon Him. Christ's saving work could never and need never be improved on, and with Him is so much salvation, sinners to save. Jesus' shed blood is called precious, and it cleanses us from all sin, says the Bible. With Him is plenteous redemption, and the divine earnest invitation to all is, Revelation 22:17, "Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." You see, the gospel message is that with Christ, as once crucified and now risen, exalted Savior, there is a fullness and completeness and freeness and sureness to the gospel that is immeasurable and incomparable and all-sufficient for whoever will trust and follow Him. Everything and more for coming to Christ and continuing with Christ and conquering through Christ and reigning with Him is found in and with Him. The more you in true faith look to Him and depend on Him, the more you can and will discover this for yourself. In this regard, isn't it so true what someone wrote in this poem entitled, "If Only I Had Known You"? Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to You with my empty cup, uncertain in asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I had known You better, I'd have come running with a bucket. Are you running to God with a bucket of needs and sins and shortcomings and requests? Truly, as one put it, you don't take a gamble when you believe in Jesus Christ. Trusting Him truly, there's endless reasons to trust Him wholly and forever and with all the confidence in all the world. The poem I read about, "If Only I Had Known You," leads to a third help to realize about the way of assurance of faith. That truth is, for assurance of faith, in the way of faith, it is so important to be often in the Word of God and under that Word, reading it for yourselves and studying it on your own and with others and listening regularly to the preaching of God's Word. Assurance of faith comes and grows in being Word-based and Word-saturated and Word-focused again and again and again. God works faith and assurance of faith through the Word, and God speaking to us through the Word, read and studied and preached and meditated upon. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light upon my path, testified David in Psalm 119, verse 11. Martin Luther understood this truth well about living by the Bible and out of the Bible also for assurance of faith. Someone asked Luther, "Do you feel that you have been forgiven?" He answered, "No, but I'm sure as there is a God in heaven. For feelings come and feelings go and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. Though all my heart should feel condemned for want of one sweet token, there is one greater than my heart, whose word cannot be broken. I'll trust in His unchanging love till soul and body sever. For though all else shall pass away, His word shall stand forever." The Word, what a strength, what a help in the way of faith and assurance of faith. A fourth help in the way of assurance of faith is to realize surely God's revealed will is that all His children, as many as trust Him, He desires that you not only know Him as Savior, but enjoy Him as Savior and Lord. God's revealed will is never to keep His people in the darkness and in the way of more doubt and despair than joy and peace through Him. Many texts could be given to show this, but let me simply mention 2 Peter 1, verse 10 to 11. Where Peter exhorts about being diligent to make your calling and election sure. In other words, seeking so to live that you know whom you have believed and are persuaded with Paul that he is able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that final day. Let no one think God is pleased that anyone always be in the dark and always never know for sure whether he or she is saved or not. Yes, even the most assured and godly believer can fall into times of darkness and despair sometimes. But never does Scripture uphold that as something usual or normal and even good for the believer. God delights in us when we trust Him truly. And He delights all the more you trust Him and place all your confidence in Him. Jesus spoke well of childlike faith, which simply and fully trusts Him. Assurance of faith is to be thought of and sought for as something positive and positively God's will for all His people. Growing in Christian experience that really there is no reason for confidence and assurance in anything or anyone but God, the God of our salvation, can also be a means the Lord uses to increase our faith and assurance of faith in Him. One last help and point about the way of assurance of faith is to realize that true assurance of faith comes in the way of faithfulness and godliness. What I mean here is, if you will live in sin and in any way at all live in conscious, continuous, unrepentant disobedience to any of God's commandments, then it is to be expected and even hoped for that you are without assurance of faith. John writes in this regard in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keeps not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keeps His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him." In this regard, it can be said, the grace of assurance of faith is a delicate fruit of faith. When you won't live close to the Lord and in constant humble dependency and devotion to Him, you can't truly know the assurance of faith that Paul so speaks of in our text, 2 Timothy 1:12. We know Paul too was careful in his Christian faith and walk to live godly and to flee from all sin and evil and to have always, as he says in Acts 24:16, a conscience void of or without offense toward God and towards men. true and glowing assurance of faith, as Paul showed it and speaks of it in our text. That doesn't happen apart from understanding the gospel of grace, looking to Christ always, staying with God's word constantly, knowing His will regarding assurance, and living by His precepts, and not in sin and ungodliness. I hope all believers listening will have and grow in assurance of faith, knowing this way of assurance just described. At the same time, I hope and pray all who will ignore this way of assurance of faith, that you don't deceive yourself thinking everything will be all right with you and you need not worry. Assurance of faith, apart from faith in Christ and living out of and by His word, will only serve to land you in hell. You can deceive yourself all is well while not truly trusting and following Christ as only Savior and Lord, but you can't deceive the Lord Jesus Himself. He knows those who hear His voice and follow after Him. Whoever is not presently trusting and following Christ and continuing in that way, you only can be assured of this absolute truth. You are headed to the place of eternal punishment. But why will you so live and die? The gospel of Jesus Christ is so blessed, promising full salvation, rich and free, for whoever comes to the Savior and trusts and follows Him. Instead of guilt in sin, you will be forgiven all your sin. Instead of heading for hell, you will have a place in heaven. Instead of living aimlessly and fruitlessly, you will have a full and blessed life here, and so much joy and peace and hope and love. Your cup runs over when the Lord is your shepherd, but to live apart from Him is darkness and death and gloom now and forever. In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul sets before us the words of Christian assurance and worth of Christian assurance and the way of Christian assurance. He lived and died, Paul did, in true Christ-focused assurance of faith, and gave himself for the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which he knew was and is so reliable and rich as basis for all our hope and confidence for this life and the next. For which cause, says Paul, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Faith and assurance of faith, these are so related. Don't live, please, as if they are not, and live in such a way that others know also from you. Nothing ever can compare to this blessing. Will you so live by grace through faith in Jesus Christ? Without a doubt, that will give you every reason never to be ashamed. Oh, what a blessing to trust God and say with assurance of faith, like the psalmist of Psalm 16, as expressed in a Psalter song, to Thee, O Lord, I fly, and on Thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do Thou my soul defend. A heritage for me, Jehovah, will remain. My portion rich and full is He. My right He will maintain. I keep before me still the Lord whom I have proved. At my right hand He guards from ill, and I shall not be moved. Life's pathway Thou wilt show, to Thy right hand wilt guide, where streams of pleasure ever flow, and boundless joys abide. Indeed, in and through Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, such is the gospel truth for all who trust and follow Him. Does that include you too, dear listener? Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. The postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the Internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.